Ready?
Yep.
All right. It is 7:01. I would call this meeting of the Township of Clinton to order for November the 10th, 2021. Please join me in a salute to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Sure. Councilman Glazer?
Here.
Councilman Strauss?
Here.
Councilwoman Switlick is absent. Council President Kochanowski?
Here.
And Mayor Malloy?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you much.
Mm-hmm.
We will now open the floor for our first public comment session. Are there any members of the public here who would like to make any comments? Seeing and hearing none, we'll close the public comment, and we will move to the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk are considered to be routine by the Township Mayor and Council and will be enacted by a single motion. There will not be separate discussion of these items unless requested by the Mayor, the Council member, or citizen, in which event the item will be removed from the general order of business and considered in its normal sequence on the agenda. Are there any items Council wishes to remove?
Nope.
Hearing none, are there any items the public would like to have pulled? Seeing and hearing none, may I have a motion, please?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Sure. I'll second it.
Roll call.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Council President Kochanowski?
Yes.
Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you much. It is now my distinct pleasure and honor to swear in our new canine, Ms. Uza.
Uza.
Why Uza?
That is a...
Oh, he's adorable.
And Chief... Do you want to say any words?
You
want me to do it now?
We can do that.
Okay.
All right. You're going to take a picture?
Bible?
I'm going to take it from
the...
Yeah.
Should I take it? Grab the Bible.
Does he raise his phone?
Oh,
<Where is it?
laughs>
Stop.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Doesn't look like the other, it's only the Bible.
Your face is right, Pa.
All right. Repeat after me. I, Uza, do solemnly swear, that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
The Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established in the United States. And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform.
And I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform.
All the duties of a canine officer of the Clinton Township Police Department.
All the duties of a canine officer of the Clinton Township Police Department.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank
Officer
you.
Officer. Congratulations.
Good job, Uza.
Oh, sweetheart.
Girl.
Aww.
You have a paw print?
Oops.
You have a
take
it.
There we go.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm just get this for the newsletter. We'll take it alone.
Take it
kind of either full council or just...
I'm getting you more.
Yeah, that's why I said go that way.
Mark and I thought the election was still going on.
Oh.
Hey.
I think maybe we should get a newsletter next month.
Okay.
We're all in
this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Job.
I'll take a few, so I can send it
there. Oops, what's the chief?
Who's that? That's a good one. That's a good one.
Oh, I got to get back a little bit.
Hey, close
I'm so glad I was running a little late.
Look at you.
Oh, it went off. Yes.
Look at the tail.
Oh, goodness.
The tail's gone.
Oh, it's not looking.
Yes, it was. Yes.
We'll take another one.
Oh. I'll get him after.
Good job.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
He's not looking. The dog.
I mean, most of the credit really goes to Brian. Was it 15 weeks, Brian?
15 weeks.
Uza is trained in, what, 5 different narcotics?
Yes.
And friendly finds, which, if you, Brian, if you can kind of explain that, because you're the one who went through the training and the Oracle stuff.
She'll be trained in the narcotics, the five main narcotics that we see every day. She's also trained to track people, but she's different than our other dog, who's a patrol dog. So what she does is called friendly finds. So she'll be able to find missing kids, maybe someone with dementia who walks away. Anything that's not going to pose a threat, she'll be able to go out and find, as well as articles, you know, somebody throws something or anything like that. She's trained to go out and find that as well.
Great.
So we spent 15 weeks down at the Atlanta County Canine Academy, and she's a great dog.
And finally, I remember a time when everybody here, we always wanted, we had aspirations of getting a dog. It's never happened. Thank God, you know, for the mayor and council for being so supportive, and the citizens and the donors and the business owners who donated to support this dog, and also to the officers for moving their schedules around so Brian could attend training. And I just want to thank everybody. Everybody chipped in, and great job, Brian, and great accomplishment. Thank you.
Great job. He wants those masks.
Brian,
he wants those masks.
Brian, real fast, can you sign this for him?
I assume.
I have a black lab.
For the heat.
Thank you.
He's a beautiful dog.
Yeah. I think great addition to the department.
I'm sorry. I put you to work.
That's all right.
I'm sorry. It's bothering me.
We're letting him run a police car?
I was thinking we were letting him run a clock.
I couldn't really.
She is. Come on.
You're there.
That's why no one changed it.
All right. Is there someone here for the Board of Health application?
Yes.
There is. All right. So we will now adjourn at 7:09 as the council and convene as the Board of Health.
Take care.
Officers, thank you all for coming.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Thank you for having us.
Bye. Perfect. Well, it's a little crooked.
Come on down. This is for Block 83, Lot 3.03, 533 Hamden Road.
Yes.
Pretty extensive work.
Thank you so much.
You got it.
Sorry. Okay.
And thank you for your patience.
Sure, no problem. All right, we'll give you a quick overview. I'm Bill Japinka with Bay Reese Engineering. So this application is it's not for a real estate transaction. The applicant is the new owner. She's moved in and taken care of the system. Basically, the existing system is saturated, somewhat of a high water table, constrained property, stream, and a well, what we have to deal with here. So we did soil testing on the property, obviously, to move it as further away from all the components as we can. Had good success, very good permeability, but it does require some waivers. It's going to be a pressure dose system with advanced treatment. So we're providing treatment because of the water course and because of the well for those two reasons. But to site it as further stuff from the property as we can, we're maintaining the 51-foot distance that the current system is from the new system. We're not going to get any closer. We're increasing our distance from the stream. Currently, the field is 20 feet. We're going to be 44 feet. That's as far away as we can get from that location. So those pretty much are the three, or the two of the waivers is one being the distance of the stream, two to the well. There's no well records, so we are proposing an ultraviolet system be placed on the well. And that will also be placed into the deed notice that gets processed for the advanced treatment system as well for the property. Mm-hmm. And then the grading, it's a county policy to try to grade 10 feet away from the property line. But, again, to push the system up to the peak of the property, we're going to be about 6 feet with grading. We just want to swale the backside to have water divert around. That's about it in a nutshell.
All Terrific.
All right.
Any questions? Members of the Board of Health? Council?
No.
No.
I think it makes a lot of sense. So if that's the case, may I have a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Thank you to grant the waivers. May I have a second?
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Council President Kaczynowski?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much for coming out.
Bye-bye.
It is now 7:12. We will adjourn as the Board of Health, reconvene as council, and begin with reports. Councilman Glazer.
Yeah, very short. Historic Commission this month was canceled due to lack of quorum. Last-minute sickness, we didn't get to the number of members we needed, so we did not have a meeting in the end. Next month, we will carry stuff over. Planning Board has not had a meeting since last council, so nothing new to report. The redevelopment plan is on the agenda for sure, and then I'll talk to Kevin about maybe a lot of stuff, too.
Okay. That's it. Terrific. Councilman Strauss.
Yes. Besides the Board of Education election that was recently held, no new news from the board. Their meetings are in person, also live streamed, and again, public comment needs to be in person as well. For the Environmental Commission, their last meeting was on Thursday, November 4th. They had a few things this past month, toured Windy Acres, and that was with Councilwoman Switlick, looking for locations of educational signs and the process of ordering signs that will be installed by the spring of 2022. They elected Mario Calabaro, as the vice chair for the commission, and they began drafting official bylaws for the commission as well. They're working with and formed the Clinton Township Green Team, and they began the process to achieve sustainable jersey certification. They wanted to mention that they're always looking for volunteers, so if anyone's interested, they can reach out through the commission to our website or through Mario directly, and his email is also listed on the members' website on the commission. They began planning for the Environmental Commission's participation in 2022 Community Day. They reviewed site plans that includes the affordable housing application up on Route 31 North, and they've submitted feedback to the planning board. Also, they're looking at writing an annual report and sending it to the council so we know what's going on, and they want to know if they can attend a meeting in January to give that report.
Yeah.
So that's it for Environmental Commission, Public Safety. Again, continued conversations with Chief DeRosa, and as most recent, we had a meeting tonight concerning some promotions. Just two questions I had while we're on the on my report. I saw in the best practices survey, we do not have a cybersecurity response plan for the county.
We don't have a written plan.
Okay.
But we are training something.
Are you looking for a written plan, or is it?
I would imagine we could probably get something for our insurance, or if you have a standard.
Okay. Yeah. Yep.
Certainly send it off to me because it will be, it's on the list.
Right.
The way the best practices works, though, sometimes that question won't be there next year.
Right.
But we should still have
it. That one we should have.
We should have it, but certainly it will be something I'll have to work on.
Okay. And also, I noticed, and I have to laugh, the last one in there was for municipal charging stations. I know there was some pushback from some certain members of the community about that, and here it is showing up in the best practices.
It
so.
Is. It is.
That at this point, though, was that 0 points? Is that worth zero?
I think that was weight? Worth a point. But out of 25 points, we got 20 points.
No, Brian's right. It is 0 points.
So we did.
We got zero.
Is it 0 points?
Well, we got zero, so we would know. But it's got a zero associated with it,
But so just a note that, there it is.
It's a public policy. They're trying to encourage, I guess, everybody.
It's not an on scored. Does it say on scored? Let me just back up here for wherever it is. If it's on scored, it wouldn't be worth anything.
Well, we still get full funding, so we're okay.
Making comment that here it is,
Absolutely.
So.
Yep.
Then lastly, I think it was in the bills I saw that we paid for a playground assessment.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's for the Field of Dreams.
Okay, because usually the GIF should provide that.
This is a little bit more.
A little bit different?
Okay. This is more of, it is an old wood playground, and this is not just an assessment of its current condition, but also an assessment of how it can be repaired and what that cost would be to bring it up to snuff.
Right. Mm. But just so you know, I asked the GIF when they did their inspection, and they didn't have somebody certified on the GIF, which I was very surprised because I'm used to, I automatically went to the GIF to do it. I said, you're going to do an inspection, make sure that they have him, you know, inspect that. And they came back and said, no, they don't have anybody certified, which I've never heard of. That was, they should have, I agree.
What GIF did you have in Reddington?
We have Pace. We have Pace in
Reddington. Okay.
And we have Somerset here.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's all.
Yeah.
I agree. Council President Kochanowski.
I have nothing to report.
All right. And from my side, to the playground, Recreation Director Sylvia, Public Works Director Jay, Mike Zell, and I met at Field of Dreams. We looked at some of the trees that are ash trees that we got an estimate to take down, so that should be in the works so that they don't fall. And we are evaluating next steps for that playground. As you know, we do have to construct one on the other side of the highway. But if there's a way that we can, for a reasonable cost, I think, bring the current playground up to code and ensure its viability for a significant period of time, say 10 or 20 years, I think we should do some investigation. Because it is 20-odd years old, and it's made of wood.
Yeah.
So.
It's refurbed once along the way, I think, somewhat, right?
Yes.
I think it's a community project.
Yeah, but a lot of that was superficial, not as much structural.
Got it. Yeah, so then it's getting kind of long in the tooth.
So that was more of a, should we keep it or...
Yes. Just, okay. Yep. So there's an evaluation ongoing on that. Next Recreation Committee meeting will be in December. They did have the Food Truck Festival this weekend, and they had a pickleball tournament on the new pickleball courts, and I understand it went very well. It went a little quicker. I didn't get a chance to get there in time, but they had about 60 players.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Went very well. And on other fronts, we've had some interviews finally for Public Works, so that's promising.
Hopefully by the next meeting.
And of note, we did receive a grant for $150,000 from the state to reconstruct a portion of Petticoat Road, that portion being from Route 22 up to East Main Street.
That's wonderful.
22 to East Main.
Yeah. So more on that to come. Mm-hmm. Gray Rock is completely paved now.
Oh.
And Hibbler, Stone Mill, and Cedar Grove roads were all milled. I haven't seen them paved as of yet, but I'll follow up on where
that's great.
I think that's pretty much it. Administrator Mekovitz, have you anything?
I'm going to take my mask off.
Go ahead.
Because I can't stand it. So I sent out the community garden, the draft lease. Mm-hmm. I sent that out today, the community garden, to Nancy.
Yep.
And that was only the only other thing I wanted to mention, that did go out. They have been asking about it, and we have been going back and forth about it. We had some phone calls, but it did go out today in draft form. So they'll review it, and then we have to send it to Green Acres for review only because it was unfunded land. So hopefully that's on its way.
And I'll double back. There was something else I meant to mention on the EV chargers. Mario and I met with a resident who also owns a business in the township who may be interested in putting in electric vehicle charging stations on their commercial property. There's grant funding available. Mario, I mean, he's got such detailed research done. It's quite amazing. But the grants, if it's a municipality, are cover 100% of the level 2 charger, he said. The grants for a commercial will cover 80%.
Okay.
So you may get some, you may not. But I know the Environmental Commission is looking at it.
Yep.
So that's good. And that's it. We will move next to best practices inventory survey. And I think you touched on a bunch of it.
Yes.
Is there anything else from it that anybody wishes to discuss?
No, the cyber one is the one I had as well.
Did really well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. So, and that's good that we'll be able to be eligible for the full mm-hmm. amount of our aid. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Mm-hmm.
I'll second that.
Is there a resolution, right?
I don't think a resolution.
You just have to discuss it.
Just have to discuss it. So we did.
You think so.
All right. Very good.
Good.
We didn't get the developer's agreement, right? So that's
correct. I'm still, there was some information that I needed from Kate, so she's trying to pull it together. So we'll have it for December 1.
And that is, just for the record, a standard developer's agreement
correct.
That's done for every project that comes before a planning board or the zoning board.
That's exactly right. It's things like, you know, the amount of the performance guarantees and the inspection escrows and pre-construction conferences. I mean, it's sort of all the nitty-gritty of how the development itself, like mm-hmm. the logistics and that kind of stuff.
Okay. So that'll be back in December. And then lastly, we have consideration of ordinance of the Township of Clinton and Hunterdon County authorizing the sale of real property no longer needed for public use at 29 Roundtop Drive, known as Block 46, Lot 14.01. This is a really tiny lot that we finally, I think we've discussed previously, we finally have established how we got it. It's Providence, I guess, if you wanted to say. And it turns out we got it in a by tax lien.
Yep.
Basically, they stopped paying taxes on it.
Huh.
I still suppose that it was maintained originally separate from the neighboring properties as an access point. It was no longer needed for an access point because that lot wasn't as developable as maybe they had hoped. And somebody stopped paying taxes on it in 1980-something we got it. 81. It was a long, long time ago. So it has some value, I think, for the neighbors and some potential revenue for the township, so I think it makes a lot of sense. We don't have any use for it.
Do the neighbors have an interest? Because this resolution talks to only them buying it.
So the resolution is...
And I can explain why.
Yeah, go right ahead. I mean, it's not developable.
First off, it's an ordinance, sorry, not a resolution. So this will be back for a public hearing and adoption.
Of course.
The property itself is so undersized, it's completely undevelopable.
Right.
And so there's a provision in the local lands and buildings law where when you have a parcel that's less than an eighth of the minimum size for development, you can offer it to the highest bidder among the adjacent property owners.
Oh, great.
So that's why the ordinance is specific
right.
to the abutting property owners, because that's the provision in the local lands and buildings law that we're going under. Because it really, it's the presumption being, I mean, it really can't be used as a discrete parcel for anything.
Right. It's not used for anyone else, really, for anything.
You know, really, the only thing you could do is consolidate it with an existing lot that abuts it.
And to answer your question, there is one of the neighbors definitely has an interest in it.
Oh, good. Okay.
Which actually is what spurred this whole investigation and our discovery that we had this piece of property and nobody knew why we had it.
Correct. And what the ordinance states, you can't, you know, you still can't sell it for less than fair market value. But again, because it's so tiny, you know, typically you would go out and get an appraisal. But with these types of parcels, legally, you can just have your assessor give you an estimate, which is what we did here, and that's what's recited in the ordinance.
And what if two neighbors wanted it? Would they bid for it?
Yes.
They would.
Whoever offers more.
All right.
That's exactly right.
Like $13.
Yeah, there was no actual appraisal, but it was said it's less than 2/10 of an acre. I mean,
it's just puny.
It's like 0.19 or something. It's
I had a hard time finding it on the map.
It's a sliver.
It is just a sliver. So, as I said, this is just an introduction on first reading, so this will be back before you for a second reading and a public hearing.
And before we go too far, I just want to thank our clerk, Ms. Connor, for having driven down to the county clerk's office to pull the deed so we could solve the mystery. So that's greatly appreciated.
Yeah, even our title company that we work with couldn't seem to get, for whatever reason, couldn't get their hands on the right document.
Wow.
So,
as
the mayor indicated.
And it helps when
your clerk went down to Flemington and found it. And I mean, it took you another second, I think, once you got there.
And of course, thanks to the county clerk's office.
Yeah,
just
they were very
office.
Helpful.
It is.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, always.
But that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
I think we should introduce this then.
Very good. In that case, if there's no further discussion, may I have a motion?
So moved.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Council President Kachanowski?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Mayor Higgins.
Mayor
and listen, I didn't even catch it.
I didn't.
I didn't either.
And you guys think I don't listen to
this. I was just trying to make sure I didn't vote yes on Council President.
Just yeah. For the public hearing?
That's what I was thinking about more.
Let's set a date for the public hearing December
1st.
April 1st. I mean, December 1st.
I think December. I don't think we can do over here.
2 weeks.
We can do December 15th.
Because I think
just do December
15th. Lucille gave me the notice, and it has to be in the paper by the 6th.
So let's do December 1st.
Yeah, but that's for...
She said after the public hearing, I have to put it in.
Right. Yeah, but we're talking about... Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah, I think it's...
Enough. Yeah, I just want to make sure that we've got the right amount of time between now and December 1st.
It should be more than 2 weeks.
It should be more than 2 weeks.
Today's the 10th.
Yep.
2 weeks is the 24th.
Yep, we're good.
Oh, yeah, we're good. Yep.
So
December 1st.
Good.
And thank you for that, Kevin. Both of you.
Okay.
Are there any members of the public who might wish to come and make a comment? Officer? Reporter?
That dog is really cute.
Yeah.
Yes.
Disarmingly so, as a matter of fact. Yeah. All right. I will hereby close the public comment session, the final one, and we'll move to an executive session, I hope. And as outlined here in the agenda, not precisely known when the matters here will be disclosed to the public, and formal action may be taken after the conclusion of the closed session. I don't anticipate this will last very long. So.
Need a motion on that.
Motion.
Right. Oh, okay. Motion to go to executive session.
Second.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman President Kachanowski?
Yes.
Mayor Malay?
Yes. We're now in executive.
We are now in. Okay.
All right. It is 7:42. We have returned from executive session. And I don't believe there's any other business for this evening. So I believe the gentleman on the end has something he'd like to
say. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All right. Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer.
Yes.
Councilman Strauss.
Yes.
Council President Kachanowski.
Yes.
And Mayor Malay.
Yes.
We are adjourned.
Thank you much.
All right. Thank you all.
Thank you for your patience. At least it was quick.
Well, you weren't that great, well.